KZN's number one for local news. This is East Coast Radio News Watch.
KZN Premier Tami Ntuli says tighter security measures are on the cards for the Cozi Bay border post near Manguzi, northern KZN. He was leading an imbizo in the area on Friday, where the provincial government is intensifying efforts to tackle cross-border crime between South Africa and Mozambique. Ntuli says they're working closely with law enforcement and communities to disrupt criminal networks and restore safety in the region.
We're quite very happy with the work in which the police are working. The stats of the arrest and cars recovered, even the goods, including the firearms. The arrests that have been made, some of them, they are quite significant because, you know, that some of the communities that were volunteering to fight crime were killed. But the arrests that have been made by the police is a hope that we have that as we increase the cooperation or the collaboration of the community, we might see something quite better in the province in the future, and KwaZulu-Natal will be safer.
Tensions within the GNU could escalate further after the DA pulled out of the national dialogue. Leader John Steenhuisen says they also won't support any budget votes for departments run by executives implicated in corruption. It comes days after the DA's Andrew Whitfield was fired from cabinet for taking an unauthorized trip to the United States. Steenhuisen wants President Cyril Ramaphosa to axe ANC ministers he says are compromised. He addressed the media yesterday after the lapsing of a 48-hour deadline he'd given Ramaphosa.
Where President Ramaphosa has chosen to protect corruption accused within his own ranks while treating his coalition partners with contempt, he has sought to justify these actions by hiding behind something called presidential prerogative. He used the power, the fact that the Constitution gives the president certain powers, as a blanket excuse to take action against honest and hardworking members of the executive while shielding those like Nkabani and others implicated in corruption and mismanagement.
Despite the political tensions, Steenhuisen says the DA will remain in the GNU.
We're going to fight to ensure that the change happens. And that starts by putting pressure on the ANC and President Ramaphosa to clean up. It's no use sweeping outside the DA's doorstep if you're not prepared to sweep outside your own doorstep.
And the Israeli embassy in the UK says it's deeply disturbed by what it calls a hateful chant on stage at an arts festival in England. Footage from Glastonbury shows a member of duo Bob Villain shouting death to the IDF and some of the crowd joining in. Police are investigating. Sky's Emma Berkeley says they're also looking into comments made by Irish rap group Kneecap.
They called on the crowd, on fans, to riot at an upcoming court hearing involving one of the members of the band who faces a terror offence, although they quickly clarified that there should be no riots, just love and support for Palestine.
The top story this hour, KZN Premier Tami Ntuli says tighter security measures are on the cards for the Cozi Bay border post in northern KZN. He was leading an imbizo in the area on Friday. Find more news at ecr.co.za. For Newswatch, I'm Tamasha Kanyi.